Chapter 17. The Verdict. All the evidence for the prosecution seemed logical, and all the evidence for the defence seemed weak. Richard sat in a little room and waited to be called to hear the verdict. He was very depressed. "I'm sure they'll say that I'm the robber," he thought. "It's bad enough that I've lost my motorbike. If I lose my freedom, that will be 100 times worse." The door of the room opened.
"Time for the verdict. Come with me."
The policeman's voice was cold and emotionless. Richard got up and followed him. His heart was beating very, very fast, and he was sweating.
"Is Richard Anderson guilty or not guilty?"
Richard closed his eyes as he waited for the verdict. Anthony touched Alison's arm and looked at her nervously. Richard's parents held hands and looked at their son. It was very quiet in the courtroom.
"Guilty!"
Alison started to cry silently. So did Richard's mum, and his dad also had tears in his eyes. Richard didn't react at all. He just couldn't believe it. How was it possible to be so unlucky? The judge turned to Richard.
"Richard Anderson, you are guilty of the armed robbery of the jewelry shop, apple number 9, and of the shooting of the shop owner. You will go to prison for 6 years.
This time Richard did react. He shouted,
"No, I'm innocent! I'm innocent!"
as a policeman took him out of the courtroom.